The last item on matter arising, agenda number 3, matter arising, pertains to rezoning request by the Society for Protection of Harbor Limited on the Central District. So, 我們的委員呢就 Mr. Hardy Lock 呢就認為了 Mr. Ian Brownlee of Master Plan Limited and Mr. Fred Bang of MVA Hong Kong Limited and also Ms. Christine Lok, Society for Protection of the Harbour Limited for a discussion on this particular item. Maybe Hardy want to highlight your paper or present the paper, please.
Submission 我想知道在這個 case which 因為它是將會進去 Town Planning Board 去做一個 rezoning request 而在這個 regular 的 HEC 討論是否適合 請我希望在這件事 before 我們聽這個 presentation 之前 我們想搞清楚了這個程序
這個是一個 grey area 啦 ，Winston 就呢、這個 item 咧，之所以 include 咧，就因為 Society for Protection of Harbour Limited 咧，係我哋一個 member organisation， 佢作為一個 member， 咁上次有提過呢件事，咁我哋就作為一個 matter arising， 咁就喺度咧就include 咗呢個 presentation 同呢個 discussion， 咁當然這個即是有少少 overlap， 即是好像我們講話即是其他的 presentation， 我們就 quarterly 咁來安排。咁呢就呢度係有個 grey area 呢就係、是、即係有個 member organisation 作為一個 follow-up item 咁提出，咁所以我們就 include 咗佢，咁我喺度解釋一下。我們都充分了解到呢 Town Planning Board 係會 review 呢個 issue， 咁我們只過今日呢就係、是、會係 take note of 呢、這個presentation， 咁咧就可能咧，或者planning department 咧，會有關同事咧，亦都會有個或者回應或者補充咁樣，咁大概情況係咁樣先。Yes, Paul.
Chairman, in the same light, I would question the fact that we are discussing today other talking about a project about the cruise terminals today, and I think the in general the issue that is being raised here by Vincent and which I'd like to hook on to is how do we decide on our agenda. Previously we had Chim Tsa Choi on our agenda, our draft agenda, and today Chim Tsa Choi has disappeared, where we have lots of people impacted, and we're talking about cruise terminals, and we talk about this project. So I think in general I think we need to address, and not today because we have guests, but I think in general we have to address the issues. How are we creating our agendas? Who decide what goes on our agenda? There is no clear procedure. And I think there is discomfort, at least on my side, with how we're getting to it, and just expressed by Vincent on this project as well. So I think in general, can we make it an action after this meeting that it's going to be sorted in how we decide on our agendas? I propose that.
Okay, Hadi.
正话咧，主席阁下你讲嘅咧，我想有啲有少少修正，因为你话俾阿 Vincent 听咧，就系、是、因为我哋系保护海港协会有限公司嘅，我哋系呢个 HEC 嘅成员，所以我哋有呢个特权。其实就唔系， 原本呢就唔係我哋都冇預備係今日做呢個 presentation 嘅。因為喺上一個會 HEC 嘅會開會嘅時候呢就處方呢就係、是有一個提出關於我哋呢、這個 submission， 就喺個會度呢就講咗幾句。講咗幾句之後呢就當然大家都係預期緊我呢就係、是、會有一個回應，咁所以呢今次呢個 presentation 呢係解釋上一次嗰個回應，而唔係呢就係、是、我哋特別一個申請呢就話要入嚟做呢個 presentation 嘅。
上次有提
阿迪上次嘅會議記錄呢就有提到呢就貴會有 intention intention 呢就係、是、要提到你 submit 咗 town planning board 一個 rezoning request， 咁 suggest that SPH request a submission to the HEC at next meeting， 咁我剛提話 follow up 就係指呢一點，咁所以我哋就有 so that's why we put it in the agenda。 I'm not aware of what item for you refer you to as being deleted。 I just got off the plane this morning after 2 weeks in North America, but we can look anyway, we have included that as a follow-up, Winston, on our last meeting, the third meeting of the HEC. Would anybody have any objection to this item being discussed now? If not, Hardy, please.
With the Society of Builders, Society of Protection of the Harbor, following the High Court decision, decided not to appeal. And we're now wanting for a submission to the Town Planning Board for the proposed amendment to the Central District Extension and Outzoning Plan. I think the intention, we've made it into 3 points. The Society of Protection of Harbour wants the Town Planning Board to reopen this consideration of the Central Reclamation. Point two, we have made a number of submissions to the government, and that hasn't been presented to the board. So we're taking this opportunity in making sure that the Town Planning Board and everyone is aware of all these submissions. Third point, this formal submission will be considered by the board and should be a starting point for public engagement in reassessing the land use and road network. We have two propositions. The harbour is a natural public asset protected for the people of Hong Kong. If the reclamation must take place, then the land which is created should be made available for the use and enjoyment of the public in exchange for the loss of that portion of the harbour. We have 2 points for justification of reclamation. The need for the central Wan Chai bypass justifies the reclamation. We're not disputing that. The second point is this submission has assumed that the CWB is actually required and has been fully justified. We have engaged consultants for this presentation, and we made 3 questions for our consultants, which is outlined on the sheet. Is the planned road network making the best use of CWB, and are the other surface roads appropriate? Second, is the amount of reclamation the minimum required? Third, is the form of planned development on the reclamation appropriate in terms of being a new public asset? Now I leave to the presentation. The first part on the transport issues will be taken up by Mr. Fred Brown. Thank you.
Thank you, Hardy.
Indeed, we were asked to make an independent traffic assessment of the feasibility of alternative road and development proposed by SPH, and in this we took CWB as a committed scheme. Just to remind members of the layout of the bypass, it runs from the end of the Rumsey Street flyover all the way through central Wanchai through to North Point to connect into the existing Island Eastern Corridor with interchanges in central North Wanchai and at North Point. The bypass presents many opportunities which have justified its planned construction. Number one, it diverts through traffic from the surface roads of Central. Number two, it provides new ingress, egress from North Central and Wanchai. So, in simple terms, we want to get as much traffic as we can into the bypass, down the hole and off the surface. What does that bring in terms of opportunities? We're minimising surface traffic. We should be able to provide more space for pedestrians. Should be able to improve the environment. And then look at the surface roads from a different angle, from access and public transport angle. And taking those principles, let's now look at the reclamation itself. But there's one important point. The bypass isn't there just for traffic growth. It's to provide these other opportunities. First of all, conceptually, starting with the Civic Square, we have Connaught Road Central. We have the future bypass. The two interchanges, one in Central, one in Wanchai, and then we need access in and out of North Central, which is very difficult today, and in and out of Wanchai North. Putting that on a map, today you all know that there's congestion along Connaught Road, Harcourt Road, and happily with the economy improving, it's getting worse. So something has to be done. The bypass will relieve that of the through traffic, but we still also need to get traffic in and out of Central North and Wanchai. The interchanges there should be optimised to make the most of that large investment, the bypass itself. So we should do everything we can to get traffic into the bypass. We also need to resolve the problem of getting in out of Central North. IFC2 is still developing. The airport railways there. The ferry piers are still developing. We have a severe problem in Connaught Place. We need to bypass Connaught Road Central. Road P2, or part of it, achieves that. At the other end, we need to improve access in and out of Wanchai North. The middle bit, so to speak, through Civic Square, is not essential as a through route. We've already got the bypass. We've already got access to the bypass. We have a much relieved Connaught Road Central with less traffic than today on it. And we have adequate access from Central North and Wanchai North. So that section can be replanned. We did a technical assessment using government's current planning data for the future year 2016, car ownership growth, population growth, etc., and assessed the performance of the key roads through the area, looking at a volume to capacity ratio on the key links. If that ratio is over 0.8 or 0.85, you're starting to get into trouble. And today, as you can see, in the column one that says observed, we're already heading for trouble, and I think everybody in the room sees the traffic growing every day there. With the bypass, in column two, under the government scheme, the roads are relieved, and under the subject proposal scheme, with the modified development levels that Ian Brownlee will talk about, and the removal of the middle section of road P2, we still have a very good performing network with plenty spare capacity on the bypass, Connaught Road adequately relieved, and also both in the central part and further east. So the subject proposal with a reduced development and the modified road network provides adequate traffic operations. So in summary, the bypass relieves Connaught Road Central. The western section of P2 is required to provide egress from Central North. The eastern section is required to improve access to Wanchai. The central section is no longer required. The scale of road P2 can be reviewed down, and that should be done as part of the overall planning of the area. And the reduced road network indeed could accommodate the government's scale of planning as well. So I'd like to pass on to Ian. I should just say in our document there are more details on pedestrians and public transport, but I won't go into them at this moment.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm going to address the reclamation issue and then also the land use issue. And we were asked three questions. Were the alternative reclamation proposals properly assessed? Were the alternatives for air conditioning properly assessed? And has the area outside CR3 been reviewed? And this is the area which is the CR3 contract area. The area which we call outside CR3 is the area here, and that was not part of the review that was carried out by government. So we were asked to look at this area again as well and see if there's possibility for reducing the reclamation in that. In the government's review of CR3, they didn't look at this area here. And when we look at the situation relating to the cooling water pumping stations and all to the areas which are called red areas, areas which have no justified reason for being there, we found that in both cases that there was opportunity for them to be reduced. And briefly going through the water cooling situation, there are 29 pump houses being provided and only 17 are really needed. These could be relocated to either side where you see PS1 or PS2, and that would mean that you wouldn't have to carry out the extent of reclamation which is shown in this area here. There's another concept which has been developed, which is you actually bring the water back to where the existing pump houses are by providing access to there. You don't need to move the pump houses, and therefore you don't need to have the reclamation other than that's available, required for the bypass. The other alternative, which is what not really seriously considered, and it's something which is applicable to all new areas, EMSD are promoting an alternative means of cooling for non-residential buildings by using fresh water. And if you use the fresh water systems, you don't actually need to have any of these pumping stations on the waterfront at all. So there's a possibility by doing that and by looking at the seawall design of being able to reduce the width of the reclamation by about 35 metres along this area, which would result in a saving of about 2.4 hectares of reclamation. Our simple conclusions are that the minimum reclamation has not been achieved within CR3. The minimum reclamation for the pumping station is not achieved. The red areas appear not to be justified at all. And there has been no review of the reclamation outside CR3. And that still can be reduced by, again, about 2.4 hectares. The second part of my presentation relates to the amendments to the OZP. And we've had tabled, I hope, one page which indicates the items which we are proposing to the Town Planning Board to consider as amendments. And the presentation that we've just done has dealt with items A and B and for reclamation and E and F relating to the roads. So I'm now going to address primarily C and D, which relate to the development. We looked at the restrictions on the existing OZP and looked at what was actually permitted. And particularly the statutory restrictions, which are the ones that provide the ultimate control. We then took the view that if we were working for a developer, what would we try to do to maximise development within those restrictions? And then we looked at that situation and said, does this meet the planning intention as put on the OZP? And does it actually meet the public aspirations which have been expressed in the period since the OZP was approved? This is the plan which is in front of you. Now, our main concern relates to the ground scraper, which is here, and a development called Festival Market, which is located there. And these are very, very large buildings. And for comparison, we've taken the extension to the convention centre and put them together so that you can see the actual length and scale of these buildings. The ground scraper in particular, it's about 420 metres long. Now, the only restriction on the ground scraper is a height limit. And it's a 16 metres PD on this portion here and 50 metres PD on this portion here. There is no other restriction on GFA or anything like that. Now, if we go to the OZP, you can see here that on this portion here is the 50-meter development as been shown, and this is the 16-meter height limit here. And this allows about four stories, and this allows 14 to 15 stories of development to take place. And again, you can see that we're talking about here the statute square corridor. Now, if we take another view of that same situation, and we're taking this from the footbridge on IFC, and you look, this is the existing situation with the existing Star Ferry located here and the new Star Ferry under construction there. Now, if we take the view of what can we actually develop under the OZP, it would be possible to develop this form of building under the 50-meter restriction which applies. Of that development, 3.21 of the site is located on new reclamation. The rest relates to the post office building and the existing building, which is the Star Ferry car park. Now, this is a section taken from the OZP explanatory statement, and you can see the Statute Square open space corridor, as explained here, is actually located on the top of this four-story, 16 meters PD, restricted area. So the open space is not actually ground-level open space, as a lot of people seem to understand. It's actually located on top of a building. And then you see the area to the right is the government's representation of the 50-meter limited development there. Now, if we take another view again, and looking at what's permitted under the OZP, this is the 16-meter building that's allowed to be built in front of Statute Square, and this is the 50-meter here. The existing view, obviously that on the right, provides you a much clearer view out towards the waterfront. That landscape deck that's on the right is described as a part of the Statute Square open space corridor and a linear park. It provides a link over Chater Road and P2. And it's all on the roof. If we take another view, it's designed to carry people from Statute Square on the bottom here out to the waterfront. And to actually obtain the access into the building is going to require the construction of a structure, something like that, to be able to get access over Chater Road. So it's intruding, it's going to be able to intrude, have to intrude into Statute Square to some extent. If we take another view, we're looking at alongside, this is the high block of City Hall. And if you take that view, this would be the 16-meter PD height limit. This is about 12 to 15 meters wide across here, so it's very narrow. And that, again, is part of this landscaped open space corridor. So what we're saying is that if the developer was to follow the restriction on the OZP, this would be the shopping mall alongside the existing high block of City Hall. This is a comparison regarding what could actually take place inside the IFC, inside the ground scraper. The Town Planning Board have stated in the explanatory statement, and that's not binding, it's just a description, that 190 square meters of GFA could be built on the ground, on the site of the ground scraper. And that is almost the same as the GFA in IFC2, which is 200,000 square meters. And it's about 420 meters in height, similar length. But that's only based on an assumption, and we're not sure how that assumption of 190,000 square meters was made. Because if you actually apply the 50-meter restriction and the 60-meter restriction, and you look at what can be permitted under the building's ordinance on that site, and if you assume the developer is going to maximize the GFA, then you could finish up with something in the vicinity of 485,000 square meters of floor space going into that site. So it's something twice the size of IFC could be accommodated in that site. The other building is called Festival Market, and it's located immediately outside the City Hall where we are today. Its intention is for commercial leisure facilities to add to the attraction of the waterfront. You can accommodate seven stories of development in there. It's about 300 meters long, similar length to the IFC extension. And so in terms of scale, if you wanted to fit a big office building on that site, you could. And we don't really think that is the intention of what the Town Planning Board was trying to achieve. And so the purpose of what we're doing is saying, is this really what is proposed? Is it really what you want to have see actually take place? So our conclusions are that the development will deprive the public use of the reclaimed area by the sale of the land for these two developments in particular. The groundscraper and the festival marker are much bigger than is required to provide the life and interest that's required and desired on the waterfront park. We also think it's very unfortunate that a historic City Hall and Statue Square corridor are not really being respected in the design that's been taken. In fact, we're obstructing these buildings in this open space, which is an important part of the central city. And we think that by doing this, perhaps an opportunity is being missed to create a major waterfront public asset, which would have worldwide recognition. So what are our alternatives? We're proposing to reduce the reclamation, increase the area of public open space, reduce the surface roads, and we're proposing two-story development to enliven the waterfront park on selected sites, and these will replace those that have been proposed in the groundscraper and the festival market. Our four new buildings are only two stories tall, and we would propose that they have an absolute restriction of a plot ratio of two, so that that everyone knows how much floor space is going to be permitted. The total on the four sites is something like 20,000 square metres, and you can compare that with the 262,000 square metres that are achievable on the OZP. This is the sort of building that we're proposing. Again, where it's basically restaurants and things that are very entertaining and interest on the waterfront. And to put it in its context, this is the IFC at the back here, the podium and IFC 2, and the footbridge is connecting across there. And so this is part of the entrance process of coming into the park. A comparison of the open space, we're proposing that other than these four sites here, that the area be public spaced. And we're expanding the City Hall square in this location. And if you take those two areas and you consider them and then relate them to something like Victoria Park, the extent of the reclamation along the waterfront is very, very similar to that part of Victoria Park located to the north of Causeway Road. So the space that can be created is quite significant in terms of a public space in the city. And these are some of the things that we've looked at. Again, it's not very well developed in the sense that we haven't done a detailed design, but the images along the bottom give you some scope as to what could be fitted into that. And we've taken the same corridors, the Civic Corridor and the Entertainment Corridor and Statue Square Corridor, and we've used them as the basis for the design that we've put there. And when we've presented these things to people, they've said to us, but that's not what we expect from the waterfront. What we expected was something that was going to be a park and going to be public. And they're surprised at the images that we've presented to them. And what we've got now, this image here and the next two, are really what we think the public are expecting to come out of this reclamation on the waterfront. This is the alternative view with the City Hall Square on the left instead of the shopping centre. And that would continue this open space right through. This is the alternative view in front of City Hall, where City Hall and the entrance to City Hall becomes a sort, an important space connecting across to the waterfront. So our conclusions are as stated there. The controls on the OZP, in our view, are inadequate to achieve the desired development as illustrated on the OZP. We don't think the ground scraper would appear anything like what it is on the images on the OZP. The road system can be reduced, and we think that the whole plan and the basis of that could be reassessed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, gentlemen, for sharing your thoughts and your views with us. Before proceeding with discussion on the plans and the ideas, maybe we should invite Ms. Christine Shea, District Planning Officer of Hong Kong Island, to explain the planning, the current planning intention of Central District Extension Outline Zoning Plan, and the rationale for such planning land use, and also the consultation and funding process leading to the finalization of plan. Christine? Okay.
主席，不如大家聽咗保護海港協會個介紹同埋委員討論之前，讓我作一個少少回應。這個回應就唔會係針對保護海港協會提出嘅建議嘅。 因為佢哋嗰個建議咧係已經係遞交咗俾城市規劃委員會去作出去審核，咁城規會咧係會按住一般嘅即係程序去處理呢一個咁嘅大綱圖嘅修訂嘅申請。咁而家咧政府部門裏邊係作緊一啲即係內部傳閱啦，同埋徵詢意見。咁適當時間咧就會向城規會即係交出呢啲意見，等城規會咧。 作出考慮同埋最後作出個決定，所以今日即係我諗我哋係唔係好適宜喺呢度評論即係保護海港協會嗰個修訂計劃嘅一啲即係個別嘅建議。不過咧，我又覺得即係或者我都要作一個少少回應，就係每一個規劃咧背後都有個理念嘅。咁呢個理念咧亦都可以講係冇咩絕對啱、絕對錯。咁保護海港協會咧，佢哋有個理念，但係同樣咧。 而家我哋現行仲係仍然有效嗰個大綱圖咧，喺2000年通過嗰時咧，背後都有個理念嘅。咁我哋就希望或者如果主席容許嘅話咧，我哋係做一個少少嘅介紹，就話以前嗰個規劃圖係點樣走出嚟嘅，背後嘅理念係點樣嘅，嗰個規劃嘅理想係點樣嘅，同埋亦都可以借個機會澄清一啲咧關於呢張規劃圖嘅一啲誤解咁。
如果主席許可嘅話咧，我就請阿Christine做一個咁嘅介紹。Christine，請。其實喺中環咧進行填海嘅需要咧，喺我哋80至90年代咧，多項規劃嘅研究咧，其實已經係被確定咗噶啦。咁喺1993年至98年咧，其實中環填海第一期同埋第二期。 灣仔填海第一期、工程咧，基本上已經完成。咁其實中環係香港嘅經濟同埋金融中心啦，要幫助鞏固我哋金融中心嘅地位咧，中環嘅商業區咧，其實必須係有擴展嘅空間。而中環填海咧得嚟嘅土地咧，正好係提供咗呢個機會俾我哋嘅。咁中區擴展部分分區計劃大綱圖。 呢一張大綱圖咧，其實喺1998年5月咧刊憲嘅，當時整個規劃區咧嘅填海面積咧係有38個公頃，其中中環嘅填海第三期咧係佔咗32公頃嘅。咁喺大綱圖展示嘅期間咧，城規會係接獲咗70份有效嘅反對書。咁喺城規會初步考慮咗呢啲反對意見之後咧，決定咧係重新考慮填海嘅建議嘅。 咁認為咧必須係對填海計劃嘅規模咧，同埋土地用途咧係再做一個研究嘅。咁之後政府咧其實亦都係再咗進一步嘅研究，喺考慮咗實際需要之後咧，就定下咗一個最小填海嘅方案。呢個最小填海嘅方案咧，將填海嘅面積咧係大幅度減少，其實由38嘅公頃咧減至23公頃嘅。咁其中中環填海第三期咧係佔咗18公頃。 喺其他方面，特別係商業用地方面咧，亦都係大幅 大幅度咁減少咗。城規會喺對反對意見進一步考慮嘅後咧，決定咧採納咗最少嘅填海方案。咁根據呢一個方案咧，修訂嘅中區擴展部分分區計劃大綱圖咧，亦都喺1999年嘅7月咧係刊憲嘅。之後咧，城規會接到三份嘅反對意見，咁而其中咧係兩份咧其實係撤回咗，剩低一份咧其實同嗰個填海嘅範圍咧冇直接關係，其實係有關咧天星小輪碼頭嘅位置啦，同埋電車專用範圍嗰個預留度嘅。咁喺2000年2月嘅時候咧，我哋呢份大綱圖咧亦都係得到行政會議嘅核准嘅。之後咧，我哋呢一個大綱圖咧，其實作咗幾次技術性嘅修訂。咁而現時嘅大綱圖咧，亦都係喺2002年2月咧刊憲嘅。咁當時主要嘅修訂咧，係包括將新嘅天星碼頭同埋鄰近嘅公眾碼頭咧，係納入咗呢個規劃區裏邊。咁喺個展示嘅期間咧，城規會係冇接到任何嘅反對意見嘅。咁喺同年嘅12月咧，呢、這個圖咧亦都係得到行政會議核准。咁喺中環呢個填海嘅目的咧，其實係提供土地建造一啲必須嘅基礎運輸基礎設施，包括中環灣仔繞道啦、北港島線啦、P2 嘅道路網啦、機場鐵路嘅隧道啦，同埋從事咧係因為填海受影響嘅一啲海旁嘅設施，咁包括咧係抽水站啊、碼頭啊等等。咁因為以上嘅需要而填取嘅土地咧，其實提供了一個很難得的機會給我們建造一個是、充滿了動感和可以很容易到達的一個海旁的。我們這個規劃區的設計的概念呢，主要呢就是想創造一條世界級的海濱長廊，和三條主要的特色走廊為這個骨幹。這三條走廊呢是貫通了現有的商業區和新的海旁，去提供一個很暢達的行人通道，同時是有一個連貫完成了連貫性的一個景觀廊的。首先我介紹一下新海旁上面的個海濱長廊。這個海濱長廊其實是由西邊由新的中環碼頭一直沿海向東伸延至到去會展新翼的西邊的。市民可以經由西邊的一些園景平台啊，中間的文娛廣場啊，東邊有一些的，和中間有一些行人天橋呢，由現有的商業區呢直達這個海旁的。那除了這個南北向的聯繫之外呢，其實這個海濱長廊呢也都是連貫了東西的行人的一個行人通道來的。那我們希望這個設計的概念呢是可以增強市民呢和維港的聯繫的。而整個海濱長廊和文娛廣場呢，其實包括了11公頃的休憩用地，其中9公頃呢是填海地來的。為了增加這個海濱長廊的動感和多元化呢，我們在沿著海濱長廊一帶呢規劃了一些和海旁有關的商業和休憩用地。這些用地主要呢就提供商業和消閒的設施啦，包括啲節日市區啊、茶座啊、餐廳啊、商店啊咁樣，咁希望咧係令到呢個海旁咧更加有吸引力啦，亦都希望可以咧吸引到遊客咧同埋市民，成為一個主要嘅觀光嘅勝地嘅。呢啲海旁嘅發展咧，其實係會以低層同埋低密度嘅建築形式嚟進行。咁喺分區計劃大綱圖上面咧，我哋係列明咧最高嘅建築物嘅高度咧，是由主水平基準13米至25米之間。咁呢個主水平基準呢，其實我哋簡通常叫做一個 MPD。咁喺呢個情形一齊13MPD 呢就喺天星碼頭嗰度啦。咁而呢其他啲呢主要都係15米呀、25米 MPD 咁樣。咁我哋預計呢啲節日墟市嘅東面嘅一啲商業嘅休憩用地咧，會係一啲四層高嘅建築物。咁或者趁我趁呢個機會解釋一下我哋嘅高度嘅計算辦法嘅。咁其實25MPD 呢個高度限制咧，就唔係代表呢個建築物本身咧可以有25米嘅高度。喺呢個新海旁嘅地方咧，其實大概咧喺個地面上咧已經到達咗6米， 即係6 MPD 呢個 level 噶啦。咁喺扣除嘅高度咧，咁喺25 MPD 咧，大概剩低19米，就我哋做一個發展嘅。咁即係話，如果係四層到嘅建築物咧，每層咧就4.75啦，平均4.75米。咁喺中環呢個地點咧，我哋會預計會有一啲甲級嘅商場嘅一個設計模式。咁以機鐵站嘅商場啊，金鐘太古廣場為例咧，佢每層商場嘅平均嘅高度大概係5米嘅。咁所以我哋咧呢個預算中嘅四層嘅高度咧，我哋認為都係一個合理嘅估計嚟嘅。跟住我要介紹嘅咧係皇后像廣場走廊。咁呢個走廊咧係由皇后像廣場咧一直伸延到新嘅天星碼頭嘅。而其中一部分呢，其實是現在是被劃為一個綜合發展區，而整個綜合發展區的面積呢大概有 5.23 公頃，其中一半島 2.63 呢就是填海得來的。那這個綜合發展區呢其實有分為兩部分，西面呢就有一個橫向型樓宇的一個商業發展，而東面呢是一個園景的平台。這個橫向型樓宇這個概念呢，其實當年呢是一個反對者的一個意見來的，後來被城規會是採納了。這個概念呢其實是結合了寫字樓和商業用途，一方面呢其實是一個低矮的建築設計，可以保護周邊的景觀啦，另一方面呢它是一直伸延到海旁，希望可以帶動到海旁的活動的。而整個這個綜合發展區的地積比率呢大概是有 3.6 倍，咁相比起一般中環嘅商業發展區，15倍嘅地積比率咧，佢係比較低嘅。而呢個橫向型樓宇嘅高度咧，喺分區計劃大綱圖度係有好清楚嘅限制嘅。佢最高嘅地方咧，其實限於50 MPD。咁而咧建築物嘅高度咧，亦都會向住海旁嗰個方向咧，一路係遞減嘅。同樣地咧，係50 MPD 減去6 MPD 咧，大概剩低44米啦。咁我哋估計最高嘅地方咧，大概係10層左右。咁以甲級寫字樓為例啦，咁每層4.4米高度咧，其實跟今日嘅標準咧，其實唔係太差得太遠嘅。咁喺國金二期嘅寫字樓咧，其實每層咧就介乎4.2至4.7米嘅高度。咁至於綜合發展區嘅東部咧，其實會預計有一個園景平台嘅，咁呢個平台咧可以俾行人咧好暢通無阻咁咧由皇后像廣場一路行到去我哋嘅新海旁。咁呢個平台高度咧就限於，即係喺大綱圖亦都限於16 MPD， 咁大概係兩層高嘅建築物。呢個平台一直咧就會伸展到新嘅天星碼頭，咁而碼頭現有嘅標記啊，譬如個鐘樓啊咁樣咧。咁佢就會喺呢個新海旁呢重新展現啦，咁希望呢將來呢係可以成為一個地質同埋具有歷史意義嘅一個主要嘅旅遊點嘅。咁喺為咗落實呢個綜合發展區嘅一啲規劃同埋設計嘅意念呢，我哋其實會擬備一啲規劃大綱，定呢發展嘅規範同埋一啲指引嘅。將來喺呢個綜合發展區裏面進行嘅任何發展嘅計劃呢，其實發展商咧都需要向城規會提出規劃申請，同埋提交咧總綱發展圖嘅，咁就要等城規會嘅得到城規會嘅批核嘅。咁第二段嘅特殊走廊咧，其實係一個文娛走廊，係由金鐘一路伸延至天馬纜咧，帶到呢個新海旁嘅。其主要咧希望可以創造一個地方咧，可以舉辦各類嘅文娛活動。咁而呢個文娛嘅廣場咧，會經過一個園景嘅平台咧，直接咧就接駁到我哋嘅新嘅海濱長廊嘅。咁至於第三段嘅特色走廊咧，其實就係一個藝術同埋娛樂嘅走廊，佢主要係一個消閒同埋文化嘅地帶嚟嘅，係由而家現有嘅一個文化建築物啦，包括藝術中心啊、演藝學院啊咁，同埋一啲現有嘅休憩用地，同埋新嘅一個海港內灣組成嘅。咁喺會展新翼以西嘅海港內灣嘅四周咧，其實係設有低層嘅一啲海旁嘅旅遊設施，係包括咧係一啲零售嘅商店同埋一啲餐廳。其實海港內灣其實唔係一個封閉嘅內灣嚟嘅，其實有一條可以 可以开可以闩的一个堤道呢是横跨了这个海湾的，那可以给人去散步。那而海港内湾的设计呢预计会是一个消闲的活动地带，例如是停泊一些展览和小型的观光船。而海港内湾的四周呢也都可以是发展一些特色的文娱设施，那是配合内湾的一些活动的。咁再提一提呢，就係呢段內海港內灣同埋佢附近嘅地方呢，係包括就喺灣仔發展第二期嘅項目，佢唔係喺中環第三期嘅。咁而呢段用地嘅規劃呢，其實將會喺我哋灣仔發展第二期嘅檢討裏面呢，係會一定係再研究嘅。其實大家可以睇到呢，我哋喺呢個規劃呢個中區新海旁用地嘅時候呢，係希望可以引入唔同內容嘅一啲設施，希望令到我們的海濱長廊可以達到世界級的水準，同埋成為吸引遊客和市民的一個休閒的聖地。多謝。
多謝Christine。大家聽取了保護海港協會的一些看法，同埋Christine的關於這個地區的規劃的一些想法。歡迎大家如果有意見的話發表。
I'm somewhat shocked, Rita and Thomas, that this is the presentation that we get in response to the presentation of the Society for Protection of the Harbour. I think the presentation that they have made quite some time ago, which has been on your desk for quite some time, with all their arguments very clear, makes some very strong points. And it's somewhat shocking to see that Bosco Fung, as the head of the planning department, comes back with a reiteration from a very old position instead of addressing the points that have been made. I think that in itself is somewhat regrettable that that's what we have to hear. Now, if I look at the slides that have been presented just now by Bosco, by your assistant, and I go to slide number 11, which you may want to put on the screen. One of the biggest issues that we have in our planning in Hong Kong is that we don't integrate our land use planning and our transport planning. It's been issues that have been reiterated and repeated many times now. And again, in the presentation just now, we're getting a land use planning presentation rather than an integrated presentation, whereas from the Society of Protection of the Harbour, fortunately, they looked at both aspects. Now, if you look at this photograph here of this drawing, which is a new one that has been created, just look at the P2. The size of that road, it's bigger than Connaught Road. Only 30 metres, 40 metres away from Connaught Road, a second large corridor. It's in your own drawing. That is exactly what we don't want. We don't want another West Kowloon reclamation road infrastructure running through the land. That's the point that's being made. In response to that point, we get this picture. I mean, I don't understand how the government wishes to convince the public that you take and listen to the public and take things forward. This has been discussed for the last 12 months, designing Hong Kong Harbour District, citizen envisioning and harbour, presentation with Society of the Protection Harbour. There is no progress in your arguments. If we don't go further in your own presentation, and I'll go to slide 15, if you can have that on the screen. If we look at this slide, I just can remind everybody, and you've all walked there, you've all walked around the convention centre and the exhibition centre, you've all walked around IFC2 and the Exchange Square, and then look at this. This is increasing the area of a dead zone on the ground level, where nobody can get over the road, so you've got to go upstairs, find the walkways to get across. We further extend the dead zones around our harbour. It is, you show it as here, again with your own visuals, that is what happens. The next slide, 16. The ground scraper. Just imagine walking on the right side of that ground scraper towards the Hong Kong bank. Try to imagine going through the ground scraper to the left. You're just going to walk along corridors of roads. You're going to walk through tunnels. Tunnels under that building that people have to be walking alongside the road. How am I going to breathe that air? Where does that structure come from? I heard Peter Cookson Smith, he worked on it. At that time it sounded like a great idea. It's a bad idea. The arguments have been presented many times. Why do we get the repeat of this today? If then slide 20 or whatever, the seawall design that the CEDD is putting into place. That's a straight, flat seawall. I believe that many presentations have been made on a far more interesting seawall and a far more connectivity between people on the left, on the land, and people on the right, on the water. How do I get on the water here? How do I get close to the water? Is this going to be another barrier like in Chimsha Choy or Bulbourne? So what is really regrettable is we haven't taken it forward. Now, the question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to take a work with the public on the review of central, the OZP for central? What is our urban plan? What is our living environment going to be in central? We have moved on. The aspirations of Hong Kong people have changed. We'll have to relook at what we have done. The ideas might have been good at that time, but we have changed. The aspirations have changed. We'll have to relook. If there's any recommendation that has to come out from the HCC to the secretary, this is our job today, is to secretary, relook at the urban plan together with the people of Hong Kong. That is the only proper action to take. And digging in heels with old plans, it's just not going to be fruitful. It's not showing the government being adaptive and listening to the people of Hong Kong. Let's take this forward. Let's look at the plan. Let's relook at it and work with the people of Hong Kong. Rethink what the urban plan should be of central and the central reclamation. Now, the only issue that, of course, Christine and her team and the SBH have thrown in is the reduction of the reclamation. And that, to me, is something that I can't answer and I can't judge. There has been a court case. I don't understand it. I don't understand what has gone on in that court. I don't understand why you guys didn't fight it before. I don't understand how that fight is going to continue to be fought. I just don't understand the possibility of that reducing. The only thing I understand is that we should safeguard our harbour as much as we can. And that is part of the principles, and it's going to be the principles going forward. But I think we should separate the two issues. We should get the public to look at the OZP and work with them together. And then the issue about the reclamation, I just don't understand it. I just have no clue how to take that forward in a smart way. Thank you, Chairman.
Any other wheel?
I think we've just fallen into the very trap that I mentioned earlier. We're now preempting the discussion that's going to take place at the Town Planning Board.
Besides asking questions, I don't think we should be having a discussion. We know this paper is going to the Town Planning Board. We know that they will consider it carefully. The arguments that Paul and others have presented will be presented, no doubt, to the board. Let's see the outcome. Let's give them a free hand. If we start today making judgments, the society goes away either with the view that they've got support or indeed that the thing works against them today and their views expressed here that don't support their case, it could well, I think, prejudice the outcome of the planning board process. So I'm very, very cautious about what's going on here.
Thank you,
Dave. Can I ask you a question?
If our job is to recommend and put things into perspective of harbourfront enhancement, we are supposed to be experts in town. This committee is supposed to be expertise on harbourfront enhancement. Why is it not within our domain to recommend to the Town Planning Board whether or whether not it will help and it will enhance the harbourfront to review the OZP, not to stick to the old one, not necessarily to accept the one from the Society for Protection of the Harbour, but to work with the public and review the land use and OZP for Central? I mean, that's a recommendation we as a group. If that is to enhance, truly believe that that will enhance the harbourfront, then that is our job to express, isn't it?
Yes, we heard Paul. And any other wheel? Adi?
我想補充呢，正話或者是強調呢，正話 Paul Simmerman 正話提講的關於處方給我們的意見，包括了呢處方正話給我們看到的圖，或者他們的項目的計劃呢，全部呢都是在終審法庭判詞之前的做的工作來的，是未有呢就是 在判詞之後呢他們做了一些審核，但我相信呢他們所有的圖或者所有的項目的計劃呢是未曾經過呢public consultation 的，是應該終審庭的判詞裡面是要包括了這樣東西的，所以其實呢是未不合法的，我覺得。
有關保護海港協會的各位同工的意見大家都聽了， Rita 有些意見或者補充一下嗎？
冇啊，主席，我只是想回应一下咧，就 Harry 头先讲关于呢一个中区嘅即系大纲图嗰个合法性，就好清楚咧，就系呢一个图咧仍然系有效嘅，根本喺嗰、那个即系、就是、法庭嘅判决系好清楚，即系呢一个即系呢个大纲图，直至到今日目前为止都系一个有效法定。即係批准嘅一個嘅規劃大綱圖，咁同埋咧，我都想少少補充咧，就係、是、規劃處頭先所俾大家睇嘅咧，就係、是、想解釋現時呢一個嘅大綱圖裏邊嘅規劃個意向，同埋背後嗰陣時規劃嗰個理念。咁大家當然可以俾意見嚇，即係呢個個情況係咁。咁亦都我都想或者強調一下咧，就係、是、我哋今日點解唔係或者我更加需要好清楚嗰個位置呢，就係、是、我作為即係、就是、另外一個嗰個職能呢，我係唔可以今日即係、就是、參與任何嘅討論，關於保港會又好部門提嘅意見或者各位，我只係可以聽。咁呢個係我嘅即係我嘅法定我個嘅職能，我必須要即係遵守嘅。咁但係我會好用心去聆聽嘅，即係各位委員嘅意見嚇。
Vincent，
多謝主席。就我想提出一點，就係話共建維港委員會今日睇到呢、這、一個中區填海區呢一個土地上面嘅發展，即係我會睇就係話，我哋有否需要去就政府呢一個 plan 或者係保護海港呢一個 plan 作出個別性或者針對性嘅討論呢？抑或我哋係只係就係話保港會呢一個 submission 引發咗共建維港委員會去是否需要去關注？中環填海這個地方，我們現在不是說填海，我們是說填海之後的土地利用，那個海濱的個設計、樓宇的佈局、樓宇的高度，這樣東西就算政府這個 submission 呢，我相信都是在共建維港委員會成立之前呢，這個 OZP 是已經是做了出來的。那換句話來說，共建維港委員會呢是未曾參與過呢在這個 CRP 上面的土地利用呢是作出一些關注或者討論、啊、我相信呢就是說我會帶出一個新的動議，就是說共建維港委員會需不需要去決定，就是說這個是我們關注的範圍，而我們希望可以得到更多的討論，或者是政府或者是市民大眾去做一些公眾 的諮詢，或者是的公眾參與，去重新看回這個中環填海區怎樣可以做到一個最好最合乎各方利益市民利益的一個土地利用， instead of 去針對 SPH 的 submission，或者是去針對政府的 submission 去作出任何嘅討論或者判斷呢？我想帶出呢一個動議呢，去讓大家去用一個新嘅角度去睇件事情。
有冇其他委員有睇法或者意見 ？Please，
或者我就因為剛剛我啱啱討完咗嗰張 paper number 18嗰度咧，主席同埋嗰啲 subcommittee chairman 亦都同 timing board 其實有個溝通。其實喺嗰度你哋亦都已經 agree 咗話，即係 timing board will include HEC on its circulation list to keep HEC informed of such any submissions.However, in general, the HEC will not be invited to comment on such commission. 即是这个决定是不是即是说如果即是这个 rezoning request by 保护海港协会现在已经带了给 Timeline Board 了，那 Timeline Board 是会 circulate 给 HEC、for information、那这个步骤做了没有呢？如果未做的，那我們其實今天不用討論這件事，直至 Timeline Board circulate 給我們、我們再 discuss 都可以。
正如我們一開始開宗明義說，我們今天討論這個議題呢，就是作為第三次 HEC 會議的一個 follow up。 那當時呢 Hardy 提議呢，就是他做一個 presentation， 就今天做一個 presentation，再補充佢上次嘅提嘅一啲睇法，咁我哋喺呢個前提之下嚟邀請 HBH 咧嚟做呢個 presentation。咁政府有關部門咧 ，planning department 咧，佢哋就希望咧就一啲佢哋嘅過去嘅一啲背景資料嘅所做嘅工作咧，就作一個說明。我哋今日希望係大家都聽取到呢兩方面嘅意見，因為到底保呢、這個共建維港會咧，我哋亦都係關心維港兩岸嘅建設嘅。但係正如你剛講咧，那個步驟咧，那個 procedure 咧，係我哋要 follow 翻。WK please。
For the benefit of Paul, I'm not going to comment on the content of SPH's proposal, but from what we've heard, I see the value of that submission to the Time Planning Board lies in drawing attention to what SPH sees as a possible reduction of reclamation. Now, I'm sure that everybody would be quite interested to hear what the Time Planning Board and the government would have to say in response to that. It is not something that the HEC can have a view on. Other than that, of course, everybody wants to minimize reclamation. Now, the other part of SPH's submission is to put forth land use proposals. Now, I think SPH, as anybody in the community, has the right to submit a request for amendment on any part of the land use plans in Central. But until that process is completed, we do have an approved OEZP. Therefore, I think I quite understand that before we encourage SPH or even other groups to who have good ideas and who wants to be involved in this plan making process, before we encourage people to come forward, it is very valid for planning department to go on explaining this current plan. Therefore, for the very same reason that Paul is wanting, I don't see why there's the objection in listening to Bosco's presentation. But of course, of all people, I should be quite familiar with this plan. But I think perhaps what has not come through too strongly enough, which Christine has tried to, is to emphasize on the intention of this plan. And on the fact that this plan was not the current plan, was not drawn up suddenly. It's been the result of a long process of planning. And of course, if you believe that planning is a living process, then no planner will say that an approved plan is cast in stone. Before we do before everybody becomes excited and wants to be involved in plan making, we have to realize that plan making itself is a professional process, and it has to be related to another process, which is trying to understand the community's aspirations, to understand what the community feels. Mm-hmm. The fact is that there is a reclamation project going on, and I guess everybody that is concerned about finding the best land use for the land that is reclaimed. But rather than jumping to conclusion that a ground scraper is bad, I think it's rather premature at this stage. And then criticizing the indicative pictures from planning department, or even those from SPH, I think we have to understand that a plan is a land use plan. In the case of the government, even for the ground scrapers, the festival markets, if we believe in that living planning process, and if they are to be taken forward, somebody will have to be making an application to the town planning board. And that application will have to go through another process of consultation. So it's not as if everything is cast in concrete. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done in understanding what this ground scraper is. I think the SPH's diagrams will need to be answered, and I'm not trying to comment on that. But even so, those are, I believe, indicative drawings, not definitive drawings. Therefore, I would reserve any criticism of either SPH's or the government's drawings on their part. And then let's concentrate on the land use plans and ideas that's been put forward to us. In the SPH case, I think the town planning board will need to either approve or reject or partially uphold. If the town planning board agrees with the request or partially upholds it, then another plan will have to be drawn and there will be another round of public consultation. If the town planning board rejects it, then the board will have to give explanations. That should give a lot of information and to pave the groundwork for the community to have a decent discussion on how to make use of the land.
Thank you, WPK.
Can I thank WPK for being here?
Alvin, first, you put up his hand. You said quite a few things that Alvin took.
I just wanted to thank WPK only for his explanation and clarity on the process forward. I appreciate that clarity.
Thank you. Alvin?
多謝主席。其實我就比較傾向於想翻返你頭先 Vincent 提嗰個建議。譬如我哋如果睇翻上次我哋會議記錄嘅 3.20 段咧，其實即係我諗大家委員都同意，我哋應該有一個即係 more forward looking 同埋 integrated approach。咁我亦都可以咧，即係預計得到其實。喺 CLP 呢一度，無論即係 Town Planning Board 個決定係點樣咧，其實都係需要 HEC 會繼續跟進嘅。即係上面嗰、那個即係設計嗰度，咁我就覺得其實可以有兩個步驟處理。第一個步驟就喺而家right now， 我哋各位委員有啲咩意見，咪即管講。咁其實我覺得都係即係即時可以有個意見表達。咁但係其實唔需要係一個即係共識或者一個決定咁樣。咁但係就第二個步驟咧，就我就建議可以係又話 Vincent 嗰十。committee 咧，take up 係呢一樣嘢，因為其實即係都牽涉到即係成個 harbour plan review， 咁所以我咧就即係我即係 foresee 到，其實呢個應該係長遠嚟講 ，HEC 係應該要即係睇埋呢一樣嘢，但係就係 take into consideration of SPH 嘅意見啊，頭先 Bosco 提嘅意見啊，各樣係作為一個資料，我哋一齊去參考咁樣。
May please
the protection of the society。Of the Harbour Society, I think has provided us a background information and a paper to highlight four points which should be noted. First, I think it did provide a comprehensive comparison of provision of public areas. And then secondly, it also questioned, for example, the percentage of the sky space.And also, it highlighted the percentage of greening in that sort of comprehensive integrated public and commercial space and traffic planning space. And fourthly, it did raise a technical point about pumping stations. So far, I heard in our agenda is looking at sewage treatment of the Victoria Harbour, and it also possibly involved sewage treatment processes and facilities. Now, it is a good time to look at holistically what these facilities are needed. And if there are technical merit in reducing the number of pumping stations and there are technical possibility of shrinking those pumping stations or pumping station footprints, I think we need some technical advice from the EMSD, because this has been put forward as a possibility of shrinking reclamation. But the technical advice from the government, I think, should provide us some of this background feedback. And then I think, importantly, what attracted me attention is the percentage of greening in that space. And that really should look at simple and direct point that has brought up.
Winston, 有冇意見？
主席，我聽咗好多嘢啦，咁我都係睇緊，即係究竟即係共建維港委員會是否需要喺而家呢個保護海港協會呢一個 submission 入邊去作出即係細節嘅討論，因為我覺得就係話喺一個規劃。 一個地方上面是用來做什麼呢？其實不同的團體、不同的背景是有很多不同的意見的，亦都很難去判斷在我們現在這個機制裡面很難去判斷誰是誰非。既然共建維港委員會並非一個法定的團體，不是好像城規會那樣要一定去最後是說 yes or no， 支持還是反對呢？ 咁我覺得我哋係冇必要咧，係去深切去討論每一個細節，按呢個保護海港協會呢一個 submission。我能夠講嘅就係話，我支持保護海港協會呢個 submission 呢個行為。嗱，我冇話到嗰個內容啦，即係呢個行為咧，我可以話就係引發到即係呢個 HEC 咧係有一個咁嘅討論，係去關注一塊喺我哋呢一個共建維港委員會 set up 之前已經即係做咗一啲功夫嘅地方，而我係同意呼應翻 Elvin 所講咧，如果灣仔區嘅鄰近地區，即係。 嗰個 subcommittee 咧，我覺得應該就係去睇埋呢樣嘢。如果佢哋唔睇咧，就我睇。咁呢個我意見。意見，嗯。
多謝主席。咁咧，其實我都好贊成阿 Vincent 同埋阿 Elvin 嘅提議啦。因為其實我哋嗰個有法定程序嘅規劃過程咧，係有先天性嘅缺陷嘅，所以先至搞到咁大鑊。 即係爭拗咁耐啦，咁而事實上咧，我覺得共建維港委員會咧係着實喺無論喺啟德啦，同埋將來嘅灣仔咧係踏出咗好重要嘅一步，即係做咗一個即係促進者或者英文就係 facilitator 嘅角色，係真係希望咧喺唔好搞到咁大鑊、咁多爭拗之前咧，係揾啲人即係俾一個機會，等大家係可以即係心平氣和，大家喺一個想下創下嘅環境之下咧，去諗一啲即係大家係可以盡量係有共識嘅即係嘅方法。 咁所以我諗呢個都幾係我哋嘅文化同埋傳統㗎喇，就係即係呢一個委員會。咁所以我會贊成 Vincent 即係提出，咁啊 Elvin 亦都有即係有提出，就係會做啦。咁而事實上從呢一個佢哋嘅工作量啦，同埋灣仔嘅工作量嚟講呢，咁我諗可能 KY 都要努力啲，即係可能都係灣仔鄰近地方就適合啲囉。嚇。有冇意見？
多謝主席。咁就作為呢個小組委員會主席咧，作為主席嘅職能，我覺得都係 facility 嘅。咁我諗主要都係個大會同埋即係subcommittee members 嘅睇法。係我哋係咪要處理，或者我哋係咪要關注？唔好講處理，我哋係咪關注？但係咧，我就想提出個問題就係幾時關注？咁我又 比較同意陳偉群博士的看法，就是工業這個保護海港協會現在是提了這個修訂這個要求提出來，城規會總是要回應啊。我們手頭上也都有不同的工作在做緊，如果我個人，我當然不可以代表個小組委員會，我個人的希望就是我們可以等城規會回應了先，然後呢我們先至 去關注手頭上，譬如在灣仔WD2 我們的 HER project 呢，起碼我們可以開工做了先，咁就有先有後，咁我覺得亦都唔需要啊，因為我哋一開始關注嘅時候咧，我哋一開始唔係淨係我哋討論，我個人嘅睇法就應該係鼓勵多啲市民，鼓勵公眾參與啊，咁嘅時候咧，我哋公眾嘅注意力都有限嘅啊，咁如果係有時可以有先有後嘅話咧，就唔需要走埋一齊啊，多謝主席。
对，主席，其实呢即是湾仔那个HER Project 那个的第一期呢都会是做类似啟德而家做緊那个即是远景那个即是一个共识的建立，咁其实都是冇限定佢哋淨係睇 WD2 嗰度嘅，咁都系湾仔及邻近地区，咁所以其实即是我哋都希望是即是所有人都可以参加，咁然后呢即是大家都喺嗰度可以找到一啲共识咁。
是咪建之有意見？
主席，聽咗咁多之後咧，我都覺得即係話喺即係今天嘅會裏邊咧，我哋都係以依個注意事項嚟到睇嗰樣嘢。咁我哋亦都去聽到個 presentation 裏邊咧，喺嗰個土地利用裏邊都有啲好好嘅意見。咁同埋就即係規劃署嗰邊咧，亦都俾翻啲背景資料我哋。咁我覺得咧就。我哋去等即係城規會嗰邊嗰個決定係點樣，然後咧就翻到去依個嘅分會裏邊咧，我哋就住嗰啲嘅概念嚟到去比較詳細嘅討論，咁就亦都係符合咗成個嘅共建委員會，我哋可以吸納不同嘅意見，亦都同時如果可以聽埋公眾嘅意見嘅時候咧，就可以揾到一套更加好嘅概念咧，應用翻喺成個嘅海港裏邊嘅規劃。
咁似乎KY 美琴林芝同埋WK 嘅意見大概都係比較吻合，咁我哋可唔可以就喺呢個基礎上，我哋多謝保護海港協會今日嘅 presentation， 咁我亦都 fully expect 即係呢個城規會有個 deal process 會 follow through， 咁我哋嘅灣仔及鄰近地區嘅工作小組咧就會關注同埋未來繼續跟進，咁好唔好咧？好嘛，幾位 ？OK。咁時間關係，不如我哋 move on 啦，因為仲有好幾個 item。